return to open session?
So moved.
Chris and Adam Jones seconded. Cindy, can I have a roll call, please?
Marr?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes, motion passes. We are in regular session. Item 4A, I'd like to make a motion to approve the New Berlin Education Association collective bargaining agreement between the Board of Education and the NBEA for the 2021 school year. Is there a second? Bill Maher seconded. Is there any discussion?
I would just like to make the comment that I appreciate the NBEA's willingness to meet and hammer this thing out. I think we ended with a 7-hour session that came down to us both agreeing on a good agreement for both groups. It wasn't easy. We had to do it via Zoom, and that's not the easiest way to meet, but I appreciate all their efforts and look forward to moving forward as a more cohesive group.
I'll second that, too. Is there any other discussion? Cindy, can I have a roll call vote, please?
Newman?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Marr?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes, that motion passes. Item 4B, I'd like to make a motion to approve the MOU for hybrid and or remote learning activities for the 2020-21 school year.
Second.
Chris Gordon seconded. Is there any discussion? I'd like to congratulate Superintendent and NBEA group that and Lori and everyone else that worked on that to do that, to make that work so well. And Cindy, can we have a roll call, please?
Jones?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Marr?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes, that motion passes. Again, thank you to the NBEA for those two items. Okay, item number 5, for adjustments to the agenda, I have a little correction to make, and I hope you follow along with me. Financial reports will be taken out of the consent agenda and moved on their own, item 8. The NBEA, the New Berlin Elementary Student Handbook for second reading will be under the consent agenda under item 7, and we'll move all the minutes together under the consent agenda. And we'll add a June 11th open session and executive session meeting minutes to minutes on the agenda if there's no objection. Are there any other adjustments to the agenda? Okay, seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to, item number 6 is the reports and recommendations, the director's report.
I know you're going to see a little bit of a difference as we transition to the new board platform and we make things go live. So you're going to notice that there's the transportation. So all the directors are going to be asked to give a monthly report to a written report to the board. And so we're going to start out with transportation. John submitted his report, and if there's any questions, please feel free to let me know when you have these reports. So just a shout out to him. I was able to talk to all the bus drivers this month, and so he will continue to provide you a transportation report on the number of miles and what is going on with our fleet, because we have a lot of dollars out there in our parking lot. As far as food service, there's no report this month. Jay will have one next month as he has his staff back and they're working on how we're going to feed children during remote learning. The next two reports are from Matt and Rich on the facilities, and I will have to tell you that we are very, very lucky to have both of these gentlemen working for us. They keep these buildings spotless. And so you can see, just by looking at their reports, their talents. They are very multi-talented. You don't always see a custodial staff that is talented in being able to paint and do plumbing and electricity and geothermal. So a shout-out to them, and you can see the things that they got done. And as I said, typically we would take a tour in August. And then we're to administrator reports. The one thing that I will say is that the directors will each have a month or two also assigned to them to also do a bigger presentation, and we'll be here in person. So we will be making that change. And we talked about that in our administrative retreat with the directors and the administrators. So, okay.
Okay, at this time, I'm looking forward to hearing from Mr. Bishop.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you. I when you were talking about changes to the agenda, I was hoping that you would say that Blake would go before I would, because he's been asking for that in the agenda for a while. But I'll try to tone it down a little bit for him. But first of all, I want to reiterate some of the things from earlier in the agenda with the pretzel shout-outs. We are so proud of the pre-K staff and the Gold Circle of Quality Award that they received for all the work that they did. That's an extremely prestigious honor. And as Holly Ruppel said, this is the last one that she'll have to do as they cycle around before she retires. So she's going out pitching a no-hitter, and she's going out at the top of her game. So I am so proud of those folks and the work that they do for our students. A couple of other things to talk about. With the start of school today and having everybody, I say start of school, but the start for us, really, with teachers and staff being present, it was a whole different energy. It was a whole new thing. And midway through the day today, I took a moment and I put out a quick kind of check-in survey. And there were essentially four questions in that survey. And the first kind of four ways to check in is I'm ready to go, and I'm excited, and I've got this down, and it's ready to go. And to that one, I represented a picture of Rambo. That's the person who's ready to storm the beachhead, take it on, you know, get it all done, and be ready to go. So the second level was, you know, I don't know it all yet, but I'm figuring out, and I'm going to be ready. And to that one, I used from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the professor there that was played by Rick Moranis, and he's working on his machine, but it's complicated, but it's ready to go, and he's gonna be all right, even though he's a little frazzled from time to time. And then it got to the next level was I'm struggling, but I'm gonna be okay. And to that one, we represented that with the picture of on the Titanic where they're lying on the door while the boat's sinking behind them. And so that was a representation of that. And then finally, we had, for those that I'm really struggling and I need some help, and that we had an image of a random guy laying on the ground in the fetal position crying. So I put that out to everybody because I kind of knew what the results would be, but I thought it was important to take that temperature check of where everybody was at, just coming back to school and being ready to go. These, I've said it before and I'll say it again, and probably every time we meet, these are unprecedented times. And I started my conversation with folks today saying that quick survey that we took, we've all been in all of those places during the past few months, and since we've done this remote thing with the pandemic and everything else, there are times when we're ready to go, and I'm going to get this, and I'm going to be done with it, and I'm going to be Rambo, and I'm going to just take it on. And there's times where we really dig into it and have to do some work and learn new things and figure it out. And then there's times where we struggle. And we're barely floating. The analogy I gave was a few times when people asked how I was doing, I felt like I had one nostril above water sometimes this summer, trying to put it all together. And then we've all felt like that person in the fetal position that we just don't know how it's going to happen and how it gets done. So when I got the results of that, I wasn't surprised that the majority of our teachers and staff were at the point where, I don't know it all yet, but I'm going to get it done. and I'm okay. And we'll figure it out, and we're going to, you know, pull up our bootstraps, as it were, and we're going to figure it out. Had a couple of Rambos. You always have a couple of Rambos in there who are just going to take it on. But for me, most importantly, we had some people who were struggling. And we really had some folks who are unsure of how this is going to work and what their role is going to be and how they're going to be able to do it. And so those are the folks that we'll touch base with, and we'll say, what is it that we can do? How can we help support you better? And our role as administrators in our building has really shifted to be that support role. How can I support you to be the best that you have? And not that it's really shifted, but the way that we're doing it is totally different. This staff development time that we've had looks totally different than any other one that I've done. We don't have at 9:30 everyone's going to sit together and we're going to learn about Google Classroom, and at 10 o'clock we're going to shift to something else. We've set up a virtual learning environment where teachers can go in and they can get the professional development that they need on the pieces of remote learning that they need. Some are experts in Google Classroom. They've got it down and they've got that, but they may need to find out how to create an interactive slide or to do some of those pieces. So we left it to everybody to learn their piece and to do it their way. Because the one piece that we can't give them enough of is time to prepare and time to be ready. So that's a lot of what we are doing these next few remote learning days and Teacher Institute days, is giving our teachers time and support and guidance to really create the most robust learning environment that we can for our students and all of their circumstances that they have. And that's our goal, that's our focus, and that's what we're going to continue to do. I'll continue to keep you updated on all the great things that we're doing in those classrooms, but I really believe, as my little thing up above me here says, up above there says, we're all in this together. And I think that's the biggest thing that we need to remember, that we're here to support each other, we're here to lift each other up, and we're here to make sure that we're all successful so that our kids are successful.
Thank you, Brian. Any questions for Brian? And Brian, we will put you somewhere else, but first next time.
Yeah,
I'm not going to guarantee last.
It's like a chance.
Yeah, we'll flip a coin and see. Hattie, will you go next, please?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I couldn't see if it said mute or unmute. So I'd like to start off by thanking the board for allowing us to have an in-person promotion and graduation. I was very thankful that the weather cooperated, even though it was extremely hot. There was a nice breeze that was just in the right amount of time. So it was great to be able to see the kids off and have that time with them. Also, I would like to thank Mrs. Larson for her message this morning. It was very inspiring and motivating. However, it has caused me to have the earworm. Can't touch this. She can tell you about that later. It was great to see some humor in our current situation, and took me back to some Running Man and all those fun typewriter dances and things like that. But today our teachers spent time in instructional and building leadership team meetings, planning and getting things in order for the new school year. They have come up with some great solutions, and I'm really proud of the work and dedication that they are putting into our remote learning plan as we're moving forward. Things will be very different this quarter with respect to teaching and learning and scheduling, and students will be provided with more structure. We will have a Meet the Teacher night for junior high on Tuesday, for high school on Wednesday, and that's when parents can pick up the learning materials as well as Chromebooks. And also, I'd like to give a shout out for our new teachers. We have 5 new teachers in our building, and they are just embracing the remote learning environment and all the new things and taking it in strides. And it's been really refreshing to see the just willingness of everybody, even though we're anxious about the changes that are going to be taking place. We're moving forward and being courageous. So, thank you.
Thank you, Hattie.
Not last, and definitely not least, Blake.
Hello, everybody. The world of activities and athletics is ever-changing, I'll say that. So we, you know, we have kids and coaches on campus working together with junior high baseball and softball currently going on. I feel like it gives some sort of normalcy. I think I do want to mention some of our co-ops. We have a junior high, or excuse me, high school golf and cross country going on, and we've seen those numbers increase from our New Berlin students participating in those. Most likely because many of our high school fall sports have been delayed or pushed back. So I thought that was encouraging. I think that goes to show that our kids are wanting to be active and participate and represent our school. But a lot of good things going on, a lot of positivity. You know, just today, everybody back, it was a good vibe and just awesome to see. So some of the things that I had added in my report, but I'd like to touch on. Jill mentioned it at the beginning. The locker room renovation is awesome, and that took a collaborative group of coaches, players, parents, community members. So bravo to them. It looks awesome, and it was much needed. I had mentioned that the first annual pretzel auction and dinner was a success. I had mentioned that last month, and then the pretzel open was an enjoyable hot day again. But thanks to Stanton and Cindy and Renee and the sports boosters in general, they do so much for our kids. And I know I say it every month, but our kids are the best, and our staff is the best. And the best is yet to come for us. So, thank you.
Thank you very much. And then Jill?
My first item is exit interview, so I'm going to read. So bear with me. I was able to do exit interviews with 6 out of the 7 teachers that left us this spring or summer. And so I asked them a couple of questions, and they were very nice to talk to me even on a Sunday afternoon. Only 1 out of the 6 that I interviewed is getting out of education. The reasons for leaving the district were pay increase, additional benefits, relocation to be closer to family, ready for a change, desire district where they were more supportive of my program. It has been a whirlwind since last year where kids were no longer a priority. Or to teach in the same district that I live in. Any watershed issues that precipitated a decision, many said no, others said numerous controversies, and with everything going on, the animosity between board and teachers and the feeling that the board doesn't support teachers, and I didn't enjoy coming to work anymore. When I talked about adequate training, it was a split, 50-50, yes, no. Mentoring program needs to improve, and the comment is, there was a comment made that it was good for what New Berlin could offer. Suggestions for improvements were update the facilities, and that was stated by more than one. Improved communication needs to be clear and concise. That was stated by more than one. The climate and culture needs to be strengthened. Relationships between the staff, the administration, and the Board of Education needs to improve. Listen to people's opinions. Teachers need to feel supported. The comment was made, morale took a 180-degree turn from the previous year, and teachers felt defeated. The morale needs to improve, and students should be in the know and should not be in the know of adult issues. Follow through on decisions and utilizing school improvement days more effectively. The positive experiences, I asked them, what positive experiences would they hold on to from your time at New Berlin? Amazing junior high school principal, open communication with principals, staff feels like a family, and that was stated by more than one. The community is supportive, stated by more than one. Relationships, co-workers, stated by more than one. The opportunity to grow, 100% of the staff cared about the students. Amazing, top-notch students, and that was stated by more than one. Work ethic, teamwork, collaboration, and instructional practices. So I was able to... And I went over this with the administrative team, and we talked about areas that we can improve, so we will continue to focus on that. So, any questions? No questions? Okay, My next topic is the Sangamon County Alert Messaging System. So the Sangamon County has reached out to the school superintendents about being part of this opt-in, where it's a community-wide notification system. And it could be used for various things like security alerts, weather conditions, evacuations, criminal activity, missing persons, fire emergencies, chemical spills, road closures, floods. And so I have opted our district in, so I will go to the training. So I have signed off. It doesn't cost us anything to opt in if we do it now. So I just want to let you know that I will be providing more information on how we can be part of that system. My next item is administrator evaluation executive summary. I did go over this with the administrative team. I just give you highlights as board members about the pre-conferences that will need to be held by, because I'll be evaluating all the principals and assistant principals. That'll have to take place by October 1. They received all the informal observations, and they already have the formal observation tool. And that will take place, and so each of them will have two formal observations. Each administrator will also be responsible for, and this is law, that they have to also self-assess by February 1, and then the summative evaluation has to take place on or before March 1st. And then they have professional goals, professional practice goals that they will set, two of those, and we talked about those, and we'll talk more about that at the end of this month, along with student growth goals. And student growth goals are going to be a little bit unique since we're in the remote world, but we will set that. So that's a 70-30% ratio. Any questions on that? Okay, and then we do need to set, and I do have your book, so you will each need to come by and pick up your Art of School Boarding book. We do need to have another session with the Illinois Association of School Boards, and I'd like to try to connect that with a tour at CACC. So if you could look at calendars, and I will, right now his calendar is wide open. So we do need to set that session. And then a couple other things that, and I apologize for them, but I am working on the board meeting brochure, and right now it's at 5 pages. So are there any questions or anything that a board member has questions on? So at the very beginning of the brochure, it talks about welcoming people, and then it's got each of you listed and what congressional township and term, and then it talks about the responsibilities of the board and your roles and authority, and then it quotes policy on the duties of the president, the vice president, and the secretary. And then the board and superintendent relationship. And then it goes into board meeting dynamics. And then it talks about our board meetings and how long they could take, and about that it's a meeting in the public. And then it talks about public participation. Okay, go ahead, Bridget. I'm sorry. I was just covering it. Go ahead.
Under the presidential duties, I know it says the president can appoint to the committees. I would also like it, if it could be stated in there, that the board needs to approve the appointments.
Okay, so I can look at policy 210, because there may be some other changes that we are going to want to make as well. Okay, and that still goes back to our training, too, because we had talked about at that training also about who the official spokesperson was for the board and who the official spokesperson is for the district as well. And so we're going to go back to our training, because I think that's needs to be clarified a little bit more. Public participation, it lists that, additional protocols for public participation in the board meetings, and then the meeting agendas. There was one item that I did change today, because it did go back on the page 4, the meeting agenda. It did go back about Wednesday. You must have had Monday meetings or something like that, and so I put 7 calendar days. I think there is some confusion on when the public needs to to alert the board that they want to come and talk versus open versus closed sessions. So we need to figure that out because it's been a little bit different in being in Zoom. But I'm used to, if you want to come and talk, you don't have to notify anyone that you're coming to talk in open session. During public participation, you just sign in. So we need to figure out some of that, and then special meetings, and then closed meeting policies. So if you have any, I would like to have this document approved next month, if you can continue to look it over. And then I will continue, Bridget, to look at that policy, and I think we need to work one more time with Patrick on ironing some things out in our training as well.
I just know in Robert's Rules of Order, it does state that anything that's appointed needs to be approved by the board. That's why the only reason I would suggest it.
And then I want to give, I know our theme is Special Pride Perseveres, and our staff was dynamically, they actually turned and chatted with a fellow on their fellow colleagues on what the word persevere means, and they have it down because they teach kids every day. I want to do a shout out to our new teachers and mentors for spending time this week, because they started their week on Tuesday with their mentors Tuesday and Wednesday. And then I did send you all of my welcome PowerPoints and my new teacher PowerPoint. So I do suggest that you look at those videos and play those videos. But it was a great day. We did put it in small groups. So I did talk four different times and did the same presentation, just because we wanted to make sure that we could keep everybody safe. And we have a great group. I did start to also share with them, if you looked at those PowerPoints, on where we're heading with strategic planning, because the SWOT analysis, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats analysis will go out, so we can start getting feedback from our staff. And that will go out tomorrow to staff. And then we will be developing some community surveys as well to be surveying our parents. So it's been a great day today. So that's all.
Okay, last chance for questions for any administrator. Adam Jones, go ahead.
So, Jill, with that brochure, that's going to be, I mean, I think in the past it had been an actual hard copy. And so I'm assuming we'll have a virtual option. This would be something that people could readily access.
Yes.
Yes. Maybe not through Zoom, but they could have another tab open on their device and have that available. Okay.
Yeah, it's actually, we put it under construction on our website. So,
perfect.
Yeah. And we'll have a few copies when we go back to having in-person meetings.
Great. Thank you.
Can you unmute, Bill?
Thank you. Okay. I want to repeat again the consent agenda. All the financial reports have been moved to item 8. Only the NBE student handbook and the approval of all the minutes, including the special session minutes of July 22nd and July 30th, will be voted on. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Stephanie?
Second.
And Chris Gordon seconded. Can we have a roll call vote, please, Cindy?
Wait a minute. Did you include the executive sessions also?
As they're listed on the agenda, I did, yes. But there's no discussion for consent agenda. So, Sydney, can we have a roll call vote, please?
Jones?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Williams?
No.
Newman?
Yes.
Marr?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes, that motion passes. Item number 8 are the financial reports. I entertain a motion to approve the financial reports.
So moved.
Chris?
Seconded.
And Bill Maher seconded. Is there any discussion?
This is just the bills payable and impress funds?
It's the bills payable and impress funds, the student activity funds for New Berlin and New Berlin Junior Senior High School, the payroll, and the treasury's report. It's item number 7 on the consent agenda. It's now taken off to be regular agenda item. Seeing nothing, Cindy, please, roll call.
Marr?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes, that motion passes. Going to item number 10, old business. Item number 10A, Tim King, update discussion on early building bond repayments. And I'm going to mute myself.
Is Tim joining us tonight?
Yeah, he was supposed to join us. He was doing two meetings. And hold on a minute.
I don't see him listed in the part yet.
Hold on.
Unless he's under something else.
Hold on a minute, Lori. Lori may know. Hold on. I'm looking for him.
He's not listed under his name.
Lori, do you want me to go ahead and do the return to learn and you try to contact him?
All right, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
He just joined.
Yeah. Oh, Tim did?
Yeah, he's just trying to get on right now.
Yeah, he was in a discussion in another district, so he had said it would be a few minutes, so I thought I would start, but since he's here, go right on, Tim.
Welcome, Tim.
There we go. Are you waiting for me?
Yeah, I thought that worked.
Okay. Ready for me to fire away?
Yeah, go ahead, Tim.
Very good. Thanks. Good evening, everyone. Sorry I'm a little late. Hopefully I haven't been waiting long. Hopefully you've all got this repayment spreadsheet that I put together a couple days ago, just so you know right where we're at, and then you guys can decide if you want to for sure follow through on the next step or not. Everybody got that and ready to look? Very good. So I hope it's pretty self-explanatory. The left side, the existing, that's what was existing before the first payoff amount that we're going to do here shortly. Just over $2.7 million is going to be repaid that you guys, you know, wanted to do here back in June. And we sent 30-day call notice out, so that will knock it down to the green amount. And the way you chose to structure that thing was to go ahead and basically have all the savings level over the remaining 6 years rather than shortening the term. It's still right now after we file this abatement. Your next 6 years of levies will look like basically $900,000 a year, and our estimate of EAV of your rate would drop from 70 cents, what it is this summer, down to about 44, and then slightly decline from there over time. Since it's a level repayment, we expect your EAV to keep increasing over time. And then, right before the end of June, I believe you guys all decided you wanted to go ahead and look at another just shy of $3.2 million and spreading it out similarly. And so the purple is what it will look like if we follow through on that. We have not sent that call notice yet. We were waiting to get the first one completed and also working with, obviously, Lori, your administration, to see what your cash flow and the timing of your cash flow to know when you had CDs coming due, that kind of thing, so we didn't unnecessarily break CDs early and cost you some earnings. So that hasn't been sent yet, but can be sent at any time and can follow through on that as well. And basically in conversation with Jill and Lori, they wanted to go ahead and see if you guys wanted to consider not doing that second pay down, and instead, what this opportunity, or what this proposal is let's keep the rate where it is. Let's shorten the whole thing up to 3 years. I think part of the thought process is that you probably need a little bit more cooling off time before trying another referendum try, and therefore it might be smarter to shorten the term, and, you know, 2 years from now you'd be ready to attempt another referendum try with only basically 1 year remaining at that point in time. And also it might be, it's certainly, in my experience, is generally easier to pass a referendum with less of a rate increase. So instead of lowering the rate right now, you know, when you come back 2 years from now or 3 years from now and you're trying to pass another referendum, and you're already at 70 cents, it may take virtually nothing in terms of a rate increase at that point in time, but certainly it'd be a whole lot less than if we lower the rate, you know, 25 cents and then potentially lower the rate another almost 30 cents, so about, you know, 54 cents total. Then that's just 54 more cents that you're going to have to convince voters to approve the next time for an increase, plus whatever additional increase you might have needed. So it's just a thought. To get this all the way knocked down to just 3 years remaining, it still would take some level of contribution. It wouldn't take the full $3.2 million. I'm guessing right around $700,000 is what it would take to pay down over the $2.7 million that you've already done. But rates are ridiculously low right now, so this refunding will be, I mean, you'll be tickled when you see what kind of rates. It certainly should be well below 2% in today's market rates right now for what we do refinance and keep there. So the only question is, if we went that direction, do you like the 3 year keeping it where it is, or would you prefer 4 or 5 years and still have some reduction in, immediate reduction in rate to the taxpayers? That's pretty much it in a nutshell. I hate to be doing this by Zoom, but hopefully you guys can fire away.
Are there any questions for Tim? Yeah. There's no action tonight. Is there, Tim, on this?
Not at all. The only action that would be required is you just need to give me a verbal go find a buyer for the refunding bonds, and so the only official board action is approving the sale of refunding bonds at a future meeting. So yep. We could probably have this ready to go next month, but certainly by the month after, if not September, certainly by October.
I would suggest that the board study this and give their wishes to Jill along the way, and then we can come up with something. Stephanie, you had a comment?
So the first recall amount, the $2.723 million, closes on that closes tomorrow, correct?
You know, I'm going to have to apologize because we looked at that today and we had everything prepared, and my fault, I failed to forward that to the my bad. So we sent the call notice today. It's actually now going to close September 12th, which is Saturday, so the 11th is when the money's actually going to disappear.
Okay.
Which thankfully, Lori was breathing a sigh of relief,
yes,
when I let her know that instead of chewing me out. So it won't. So, and that means I cost you about $3,000 more of interest for 1 month there, kind of a thing. So it's a little bit more than that number. So my bad on that. But that's going to close here 3 days from now.
Okay. So just that first recall is the one that we're locked into.
Yes, that notice has been sent. It's a done deal. Can't get out of it.
All right.
And the second one, we just haven't sent a call notice, so that one isn't over and done with yet.
Okay. Thanks, Tim.
Yep.
What is that listed under?
It's under financial, Bridget. It is financial early pay options 820F. It was uploaded today at 6:45 a.m. I always sort mine by time, so that's how I found it.
I had to refresh it for it to come up.
Yeah. I think this deserves some study. And please, please, please give your input to the superintendent. And if you have any questions for Lori, go through Jill on that, and we can get those questions answered.
Bridget, if you start using the board book, it will show up under that agenda item as you follow that through the meeting. just for future reference.
Laura, do you have anything to add to Tim's report?
Yeah, just a little bit. Kind of the reason why we're revisiting this a little bit is because I think there's been an idea that there's a lot of money out there that we're using to pay off these bonds. And I'm not usually super conservative, but in this instance, I am. I'm a little bit nervous about the whole $5.8 million that we're talking about paying off. You know, yes, when you look at our fund balances as we ended June, our fund balances were $13.3 million, but there's only certain funds that we can access to pay off those bonds with, such as our working cash, what we refer to as working cash funds. So our education, operations and maintenance, transportation, working cash, and then, of course, whatever we have in bond and interest still to pay. But for me, I'm getting a little bit nervous about strapping ourselves so much in these uncertain times. We have, you know, we're roughly spending $800,000 a month in operating expenses. And so when you talk about taking away half of our money, we don't know what's going to happen with that yet. So I want to throw caution and say that this is something that I think we really need to talk about. I wasn't involved in the original discussions, so I'm not sure how much you are aware, but we currently have the majority of our money tied up in investments. So more than 50% of our money is either in bonds that we have purchased, that we've invested in, or in CDs. And those investments are earning probably, if not more interest, or about the same as what we're paying out in the interest on the bonds. So, and there will be penalties for having to cash those in early, and I'm not even sure with the bonds what our restrictions are with those. But when I look at liquid cash at the end of June 30, we only had $4.9 million in liquid cash, so that's far less than what you have been talking about paying out. And I am worried about what position we're going to be left in by doing that. So I just thought it was important to, you know, bring it back up and discuss it a little bit further. And obviously, if there's any questions, feel free to email, you know, Mrs. Larson and or myself, that Mrs. Larson should be the point contact. But I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that anybody has.
Adam, go ahead.
Lori, can you talk a little bit about, I know there were more property tax payments coming in this time for some reason. There was like six or seven different payments. Can you talk a little bit about how those have been coming in over the last 6 weeks or so? Have they been coming in on time? And kind of give us an update on that.
Well, there weren't necessarily more payments. There were actually less payments that were coming in because of the extension that the county did for allowing an extended period of time to pay those taxes. So we have not received any of the township property taxes yet. We have two or three different property or township properties that we get. We have not received those. The only tax money that we have received is from Sangamon County and our small amount from Morgan County. And those are typically the ones that are in escrow that are kind of guaranteed, so to speak. We did get more than what I had anticipated. It was hard to gauge where we were going to be based on that extension. So when I originally looked at it, we typically receive 50% of our tax money in early payments, so in May and June. When I did the budget amendment, I was kind of gauging at 25% based on that extension. But we did end up getting a little bit more than that. We still have payments to come in. Like I said, we have not received township money yet, which we typically receive in May and June as well. So we're still waiting on that money. What's really hard right now is if you look at my tentative budget, which we'll talk about later, it's hard to know where our revenues are going right now. All of our state revenues are decreasing. Transportation is going to go down because we aren't transporting the same way that we used to. Our federal and state grants have all decreased. Evidence-based funding has stayed flat. But our expenses still keep going up. So it's just, it's hard and it's very uncertain right now. So I'm a little bit more nervous than I typically would be.
Chris?
So, Lori, when you prepared the tentative budget, mm-hmm. did you base that on the refi? Or what did you base that on?
You know what, the tentative budget, I don't think I actually had that bond payoff in there now. It's very tentative at this point. It's been a struggle to work
right.
through everything, but it's tentative at this point. But
right. So you had the first payoff in, but not the second one in this tentative budget, correct?
Correct.
So it would, in essence, kind of base it more on the refi if we did it that way, correct?
It will, yeah.
Yeah, and we could save a little money on the refi because the rate's going to be better. Because
I believe so, and I think that's the
Tim's
in my own opinion.
A bunch of money.
Right.
Any other questions? Adam, go ahead.
Lori, just make sure I heard you correctly. You said that you were completely unaware of this payoff when we originally discussed it, when Tim presented it to us, or what?
I can't say that I was completely unaware. I don't think I realized fully what you guys were considering or committing to. I knew the 2.7, but I thought the max was like 3.1. So I didn't realize that it was actually going up to 5.8. So that, when I realized that, that freaked me out a little bit.
Well, I just didn't want to give, you know, the public the perception that you were completely unaware of.
I wasn't completely unaware, no. Can't say that.
We had Tim present to us.
Right, and I don't think I was...
wanted to make sure that was clear.
Right, and I don't think... I can't remember for sure, but I don't think I was in attendance at that meeting due to health reasons and so forth. But,
I appreciate the new information. I mean, I think it's an important piece to consider, you know, different options and the pandemic as it is. There is a little bit of uncertainty. I appreciate you giving us some flexible options here.
Lori, if I remember correctly, that second motion for the payment was based on the new superintendent's recommendation in consult with you. So I think
okay.
we're following up on
okay.
that exact action. Bill Maher, you had a statement.
So, Lori, you, as Chris talked about, you're talking about paying off the bonds. In your tentative budget, the revenues were less. Are you assuming that in that one that the tax rate was lower because of paying off of the first set of bonds, or are you keeping the tax rate the way it is?
The tax rate will stay the same because it is 2019 taxes. The new, okay. any reduction will not occur until the 2020.
Until the next year?
Yes, yeah. Right.
Okay, I was just clarifying that.
Yep,
and
thank you.
Quick question for Tim, if he can be unmuted. If we refi these, will they have callability?
That certainly would be my goal. These are so short, my expectation is that we'll be contacting local banks.
Yeah.
And generally, when we do that, we can get, you know, just immediately callable type of thing. That's very common. If I had to go, well, and frankly, for a three-year issue, I'm not sure I'd ever want to go do a public offering. I definitely would. I can't imagine we can't find, you know, local banks to buy these up.
Yeah.
We might a little higher interest rate than a public offering per se, but it's so much better right now that there's just no way you wouldn't want to refinance what's out there. But I do think you're right. I think it would be critical to try and keep the call feature in case you come back sooner with the next
revenue. Right. We just it is uncertain times. So, you know, if revenues were to, you know, pop back, depending, I mean, it's uncertain times because of COVID. It's uncertain times because we have election coming in November. So we really don't know what is going to happen from that standpoint. So if we can have the opportunity to, you know, just have some flexibility, I think that would be best for, you know, for the best.
I'll definitely plan on making that a priority with this issue, to keep that call feature, keep that flexibility. That's a good idea.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Tim? Okay. Tim, thank you very much for your attendance.
You bet.
Thanks, Tim.
Item 10B, the return to learn plan, and then I'm going to mute myself.
In the return to learn plan, we are still working, the principals are still working with their staff on how we're going to communicate and provide services to all students. And then we have surveyed our special education, our parents that have got students or their children with IEPs that are going to need services and direct instruction and some 504 services, and some of our career and technical ed kids will be able to come to campus. We've worked that out, that we will provide transportation if parents cannot provide that. So I know that I did not make many community members happy when I made the call to go all remote. But when you have 9 out of 12 doctors on a Zoom call and an emergency call, and they say, do not open your schools, and then they use the data that our school nurses, both Jamie and Stacy, have worked very hard through the Department of Public Health, and that the one symptom requires that the kids go home for 10 to 14 days or get a doctor's note along with their sibling, and that we do not have the resources in this county to handle the number of tests that would be needed. It was quoted that we would need 16,750 tests per week if we opened our schools, and right now we test between 950 to 1,400 were the numbers that were given during that Zoom call. To me, it was my responsibility to make a call about the health and safety of our students and our staff. I understand that our kids may not be the ones that that always are the ones that get it and show a lot of symptoms, and they may be asymptomatic, but we do have a lot of kids in this district that have underlying conditions along with staff members, and I am not willing to put our health and safety at risk. I do know that some of my colleagues out in the county are having emergency meetings either tonight or tomorrow. And if you do look at the other states, which I do watch, there are a lot of other states that are shutting down or offering just remote. So I wish that I could bring everyone to campus, because this is not what I want, nor do any of our teachers want, but this is the safest way that we can make this happen. And I do have to applaud our staff for, I mean, they don't want it either, but what it looked like in the spring will not be what remote looks like in August and September. So, and we will continue to revisit it and look at it. Unfortunately, Sangamon County, when I made this decision, was a hot spot. It was over 5%. Right now, we are at 6.2. If we hit 8% as a county, we are going back to phase 3.
Jill, real quick.
Go ahead.
This would be considered virtual learning versus remote learning. Remote would have been, and I know that's just a play on words, but remote was kind of what we did, and I guess that's why I want to get away from it. From that, I would rather recall it virtual, because it's going to be more like that. And this is way off the subject, and I don't know if Mr. Bishop or you can answer this, but I've been asked about this a couple of times. When are class lists coming out for the grade school? So that may be a question.
We can unmute him. And I, before he talks, I do want to say that we have worked, I mean, the staff, we're using those remote learning planning days for staff training, and they were already working through how to use the platforms. This will be more interactive. I know that the junior high and high school staff today made a decision that they're going to block that schedule instead of having every class period. So they're working on doing longer periods and like doing 1 through 4 and then 5 through 8. And so they'll be working on that. So I think that will help. We would like them to be able to tape their lessons. So if students can't access it, because their Wi-Fi is bad or poor connectivity, or there's too many, that they will be able to access those lessons, but it will be more engaging, and there will be high expectations for both students and staff. Mr. Bishop, you want to answer that question?
Sure. Yeah, so to answer the question, we have been working on those lists for a while now. We just this afternoon think we have them finalized. We just had some folks give them a quick once-over. A matter of fact, one of our secretaries, even this evening, decided she was going to take home the registrations versus the list we made just to make sure we weren't missing anything. So everybody is going above and beyond to try and get these lists out and to everyone. My goal is to have both those lists, the ply lists, and all the information about our virtual, or not our virtual, but our in-person meet the teacher, and how we're going to work. Those kinds of things are all going at the same time, and so we're hoping to have that out by the end of the day tomorrow, so that everybody has
perfect
attention. So
thank you, Mr. Bishop.
Yeah, it's been chasing your tail for a while here on this. And registrations, we extended registration so that families had time to make their decisions and what they wanted to do. So that further complicated things that we didn't have solid lists of who those students were going to be. And as a matter of fact, we still have a handful of families that are still trying to make those decisions because they're very, very complicated decisions for each family. And we want to give them some grace to make the time. But at some point, we need to publish those lists and we can add and adjust it. We need to move forward.
Thank you.
Hey, Adam, can you unmute Bill? Because for whatever reason, I can't.
Bridget, you had a question?
Yeah, I know that Dottie had brought this up earlier a couple months ago, but with these Chromebooks like this, that I'm assuming that's what we're handing out, is like these tablet things. When Dottie and I first, we did these Zoom meetings, Dottie and I had originally thought that these were the things that we needed to get on to do the Zoom. Now, there was a bunch of feedback when we used them, and I know Dottie sometimes still uses hers, and we get a lot of feedback from when she is on with a bunch of people on. Now, what happens when that happens if the group, the class, is in session and there's a lot of feedback from all these Chromebooks with the teacher? I mean, have we thought about anything to help along with that situation?
So one of the things, Bridget, that we're looking at, the device you have is a Chrome tablet.
Okay.
That if we put that in the hands of anybody, it's going to be our lowest of the low primaries, only because they don't do too much with the keyboard. It's more touch-based. And we've switched to a virtual learning platform called Seesaw, which is much more intuitive for younger students to be able to utilize outside of the Google Classroom. The Google Classroom is great, but it's much more verbal-based and to be able to type things in and to do those kind of things. So it's better for our older students. So the devices are going to be different. There'll be a device that has a keyboard, and essentially the newer devices that we have received are made for this. This is what we're prepared to do for these virtual learning environments. Also, the practice of how the teachers are going to present those lessons is going to be a little different. Students will be generally muted when it's instructional time, when they should be listening. So generally, just like in these meetings, we don't have everybody on all the time. That helps prevent some of that feedback. And as well, for a lot of our students, we'll also mute their video. Because that way students can focus on what the teacher is doing and not focus on what Timmy's doing in his bedroom and what Sal, you know, what kind of wallpaper Sally got and all those kind of things. So we're trying to mute those things to reduce those distractions, but allow the teacher, sort of like Dr. Jones does, to bring people into the class discussion and to bring people back out of the class discussion. So those are the kinds of things that our teachers are doing to help mitigate those kind of things like feedback and all of those. So that's what's going on. I also want to mention one more thing. And as we look at these virtual environments and these things that we're doing, we need to be mindful of, there might be some of our students and some of our families that might not necessarily want to be on video and might be self-conscious about their environments and not want to be on that video and do those kind of things. So we're going to limit the amount that students are actually on video except for those interactive times just for that purpose.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, I'm ready to go on. Final, any other old business by any other member? I have just one comment on old business. There was some suggestions to the board by the public comment that we address our emails. I want to remind the public that the board is not board members unless there's a quorum present. So we use our district spokesperson, who happens to be Jill, by board policy to answer those questions, and she did that. And as far as the teachers who are saying that we're not answering our emails, the chain of command dictates that we go through the superintendent in communicating with the teachers, and Jill did that, as Aaron pointed out, and we need to follow that board policy, so that's why we're doing that, and it's not to be mean or ignore you. It's to follow the policies that the board members have. Okay. Item number 11, new business. I'll entertain a motion to approve the tentative budget.
So moved.
Chris? Bill Maher seconded. Any discussion?
Can we get Lori back on real quick?
Lori, back on, please.
Hello.
Okay, Lori's on.
So will you make an adjustment to this based on the feedback that Jill receives as far as the refinancing of the bonds?
Absolutely. Okay. This is still a working document. It's very tentative at this point just because of the crazy world that we're in. So there will be adjustments between now and your final approval in September. So, yes.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Stephanie?
I have a quick question. Does this include the expenses that we're going to have for the expenditures for the MOU, and it already has in there contract expenditures also?
There is enough contingencies built into that budget right now to cover those expenses, yes.
Okay. Thanks, Lori.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? Cindy, can I have a roll call, please?
Newman?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Maher?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes, that motion passes. Item 11B, I'll entertain a motion to approve the revised 2021 school year calendar.
Moved.
Adam Jones made the motion. I'll second that motion. Any discussion?
Is this the one that it's including the three remote learning days at the beginning?
Yes. And finally, Izzy has opened this up so I can put it in the computer. Yes. This is just the final approval because we had already talked about it at the last meeting, and I said that was tentative. So yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Cindy, can we have a roll call, please?
Gordon.
Yes.
Jones.
Yes.
Maher.
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes, that motion passes. Item 11C, entertain a motion to approve the movement of the September regular scheduled board meeting to September 14th, as presented and recommended by the superintendent for submitting the budget purposes.
So moved.
Chris made it. Stephanie seconded. Stephanie, you have a question?
No, I seconded it.
Okay, seconded. Okay.
Clarify that, Bill. The tentative budget has to sit for so many days, so we had to move our meeting from Thursday to Monday in order to get.
Yes, and then the next month it goes again for time limits, and so we had to meet those time limits.
Correct.
To do that.
Thank you.
We were short by one day, so yes.
Cindy Cleaver, roll call, please.
Maher.
Yes.
Newman.
Yes.
Williams.
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes, that motion passes. Item number 11D. Entertain a motion to set the public hearing date for FY 21 budget.
So moved.
Adam? And Bill Maher seconded. What date did you have for that, Joe?
Lori,
can you unmute again, please?
Yes. What date
do you have for the budget hearing?
September 14th. It's September 14th meeting.
Right.
Okay. Right.
6 o'clock, correct?
Yeah, it's at the beginning of the meeting. That's what we've typically done.
Okay. Cindy, roll call, please.
Gordon?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Maher?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes. That motion passes. Item 11E, I'll entertain a motion to approve the complaints and chain of command as presented and recommended by the superintendent.
So moved.
Stephanie and Bill Maher seconded. Any discussion? It was pretty clear in the paperwork. Okay, Cindy, can we have a roll call, please?
Williams?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Maher?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes, that motion passes. Item 11F, to entertain a motion to approve the district organizational chart as presented and recommended by the superintendent.
Moved.
Adam Jones? And I'll make that second. Discussion? As in your packet? Okay. Seeing none. Cindy, would you give a roll call, please?
Newman?
Yes.
Maher?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes. That motion passes. Item 11G, to approve the job description. I'll entertain a motion for this. To approve the job description for business office administrative assistant as presented and recommended by the superintendent. I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Adam Jones seconded. Any questions?
Have we already posted this?
No. Okay. We won't post. We won't post until after you approve it, so it'll be posted tomorrow if you approve it.
Okay.
Cindy, have a roll call, please.
Gordon?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Maher?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes. That motion passes. Item 11H, I'll entertain a motion to approve the junior high and high school baseball team rules as presented and recommended by the superintendent and the athletic director and coaches.
So moved.
Stephanie made the motion. Adam Jones seconded. Questions? Cindy, are you ready for roll call?
Maher?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes. That motion passes. Item 11I. We should never have an I. To approve the junior high and high school softball team rules as presented and recommended by the superintendent.
So moved.
Chris, Bill Maher seconded. Any questions? Cindy, when you're ready.
Jones.
Roll call.
Yes.
Maher.
Yes.
Newman.
Yes.
Gordon.
Yes.
Williams.
Yes.
Alexander.
Yes, that motion passes. Item 11J, I'll entertain a motion to approve the revised staff handbooks for the 2021 school year for certified and support staff.
Moved.
Adam Jones made the motion. I read it. I'll second that. For any discussion? Seeing none, Cindy, would you give the roll call?
Williams?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Maher?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes, that motion passes. Item 11K, I'll entertain a motion to approve the disposal of surplus equipment as presented and recommended by the superintendent.
So moved.
Chris made the motion. Adam Jones seconded. Any questions? Cindy, when you're ready, please.
Gordon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Marr?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes, that motion passes. Item 11L, I want you to note that this is the first reading of Policy Press number 104, and it's something we subscribe to, and it's all based on legislation. And, well, there's no action, but I want you to draw attention to that, so you study that for next meeting when we vote on to approve them. Okay, at this time, I'll entertain a motion to enter into executive session for the appointment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of a specific employee of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity.
So moved.
Stephanie made the motion.
Second.
Chris Gordon seconded. Cindy, can we have a roll call?
Williams?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Marr?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes, that motion passes. We'll take